Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Listen, we got Knicks basketball going on now. We got the Brooklyn Nets coming on in a little bit less than an hour. We are doing our entire show today. And just before 3 o'clock, when the Brooklyn Net pregame show begins with Carino and Capper and the crew, we will just continue doing our show exclusively on the AM dial the way it all started 35 years ago. We will be on 660 exclusively. And then if time permits after the Net game, I guess in theory we'll be back on the FM as well. But for now, you got us on both signals. And it's funny, you know, I love the fact that the NFL added an extra team in the playoffs. I love it. Because for me, the more team that more teams that get into the playoffs, the more likely my team is eligible later in a season to maybe make a little playoff run.
How's that worked out so far?
Yeah, you saw over the weekend why the added playoff team, you know, it doesn't add for any type of suspenseful type football. But listen, the more playoff football, the better. And for those of you out there, and I recognize that this is a giant and jet town, but much like most major metropolitans, there's a good enough number of front-running Weasley Cowboy fans who like to wear their cowboy gear all fall and winter and talk about how about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? And talk about Big D and Dak Prescott and this, that, and the other thing. Ha! 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 Oh, was that fun yesterday? Of all the games I watched, because I watched every minute of every game like you did, the only game that brought me great joy, well, I guess two of them did in theory. At least on paper they should have, but I'm not going to lie to you. It didn't. Is watching the Dallas Cowboys lose in the manner they lost. Self-inflicted wounds, penalty after penalty, and then a chance maybe to come down and do the unthinkable, win the game late. And again, self-inflicted wounds. And memo to you Cowboy fans who want to yell and scream at the referee for getting the way of Dak Prescott trying to spike the ball with no time on the clock. You guys act like they were about to kick a 9-yard field goal. They still would have had to call a play, get in the end zone, and score a touchdown.
Well, that's why the whole thing was stupid.
Yeah.
The decision to call a quarterback sneak or a quarterback draw with 16 seconds to go and no timeouts from the 40 was dumb.
It was like Joe Judge's quarterback sneak dumb.
I mean, look, you knew, best case scenario, you get one shot in the end zone.
From about the 30.
From about the 30, yeah. From the 25, wherever, one shot.
That's it.
If you decide not to call that brain dead play, you get multiple shots from the 40-yard line to throw a Hail Mary into the end zone against a defense that's been called for plenty of penalties in its secondary throughout the year. You have a better shot to win the game.
Not just that, Evan. They were trading 10 yards for 3 seconds. That's what they did prior to that quarterback
draw. And
that
was fun because they were getting out of bounds.
Yeah. So, in theory, if you do that a couple more times, you're at least going to have that one crack
Niners
at the end zone.
Niners finally made the adjustment defensively where they were guarding the sidelines, which they weren't doing on the first few plays. So I don't even think that would have worked. The bottom line was this. Despite all the self-inflicted bonehead penalties Dallas had committed throughout the day, despite the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo could have won this game an hour earlier if he makes an accurate pass. Boy, that sounds like the Super Bowl. The Cowboys still were in position to take a couple of shots in the end zone.
And by the way, if the right tackle's not set, they win the game anyway because they went for it originally on 4th and 1. And after the game, they acknowledged the only reason the right tackle wasn't set is that Garoppolo snapped the ball too quick.
Right, right.
So in any event, listen, they win. And for those of us that sit here as Giant and Jet fans that have not had any joy whatsoever in over 5 years or 10 years, whatever the number is, watching the Dallas Cowboys implode last night or yesterday afternoon was like a playoff win for me.
Well, also, I have to correct you about something, and I think you're going to agree with me. You're going to say, Evan, I didn't look at it that way.
Hey, man.
You called Cowboy fans front-runners.
Front-running weasels.
From the mid-90s, you are right. But let me ask you a trivia question.
All right.
Since 2011,
yeah,
who's won more playoff games, the New York Giants or the Dallas Cowboys?
The New York Giants.
Okay.
Yep.
Since 2009, who's won more playoff games, the New York Jets or the Dallas Cowboys?
The New York Jets.
Since 1998, the number of AFC championship games the Jets have been in equals the amount of Cowboy playoff wins.
Yes.
So here's my point.
Yeah.
While the Cowboys have had success over the years, and they've won 11 games, 12 games, and they've won divisions, and they've been to the postseason, what we saw yesterday, more times than not happens, they lose.
Yeah, I love it. It's
they
great.
Lose in brutal fashion, and we all saw this coming because, and I take the loss on Mike McCarthy. I raise my hand. I want him to coach the Jets. I was wrong. But all year long, you knew this season's going to end with Mike McCarthy doing something stupid.
Yeah. And by the way, that's not even why they lost the game. But still, it was still good to see them doing something stupid.
It's part of the reason.
Look, I don't think so. Well, I mean,
okay, I'll give you another one.
Here's why.
Yes.
It's not as if they get the ball spiked with a second left that it equates to
going to win. Correct. I'm not talking about that play.
Right,
here's why Mike McCarthy blew it for them. They were an undisciplined mess. Who does that fall on?
The players.
The head coach.
Well, I put that
that's
on the players.
Okay, I'll give you one that could be on the coach. Right? Ezekiel Elliott admits after the game he played the remainder of the season with a sprained PCL, right? He said that. Why was Tony Pollard barely involved in the offense then?
He wasn't involved at all.
Why?
That's coaching. That'll give you all coaching.
I got you one.
I will
okay.
not do the other one, one though. More. I disagree with you vehemently.
That's
the other
fine.
One.
And all I respect right? that. I'll give you another one.
Go.
So they execute the fake punt. Brilliant.
That
it was
awesome. A very good break. Yes.
What are they doing on the next play?
Yeah, they were going to leave the punt unit on the field for another play, a consecutive
play. Yeah, what was that for?
I don't know.
Tony Romo.
That I don't know.
Tony Romo sounded like the Russian media for a second. He's like, you know why they're doing this? Let me explain it to all you morons. They want to steal a timeout from the Niners. Really? Why? Can you explain that one to me?
Yeah.
Why are they trying to steal a timeout from the from the San Francisco 49ers? Every second matters. You're not fooling anybody. It costs you because you get called for a delay of game. You're lucky Zuerlein made the 51-yard field goal. What's that on? Is that on coaching, Craig?
That's probably on the referees. Like they're blaming all day today. Okay. I mean, listen, the refs did not have a great weekend in total, but the referees are not why the Dallas Cowboys lost. And here's why. There did come a point in that game where I said, I think what a lot of people said, come on, another penalty against Dallas. There's just no way. And then they would show the replay of it, and you'd say, yeah.
Every time.
His hand was on the guy's face.
Right.
Yeah, he was offsides. Yeah, it was whatever the case may be.
Right.
Because there was a point, literally, where that game became so choppy because every play got stopped with another yellow flag. It was very hard to watch, actually, where I did say to myself, There's just no way. And then there was a way. And then, of course, that brings me, of course, to a Saturday night. And I'm not going to lie to you. I was dead wrong on this game. Had it wrong. Did not get the joy a lot of you got. But watching the Buffalo Bills with 7 possessions score 7 touchdowns, watching the New England Patriots get bitch-slapped all over the field in Orchard Park, New York, for those of you that thought, and I'm saying you did, that in some weird way, shape, or form, because Belichick had this great regular season with a rookie quarterback, that the dynasty was not yet dead. Oh, it's dead. Oh, it's dead. The days of Patriot dominance are now deader than a doornail.
Craig, did they take their soul?
I don't like that comment.
Why?
I don't know.
I told you on Friday the Buffalo Bills will take their soul. Was that an accurate description of what you watched Saturday night?
That, I've never seen a blowout like that.
Okay.
I've been watching football 50 years.
So then give your partner some credit. Go ahead.
It's not about so much giving you credit.
Well, I give you credit every time you get
not
something
really.
Right.
And you like to point out my mistakes.
No, no, no. I give you credit plenty of times. I give
Remember
you
when
credit.
You put out that video of when back in November when I had something wrong?
Well, that was wrong. All I want is accountability. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. The Buffalo Bills are a far superior team. But I had visions of this for days. And it was as good and as pleasurable as I visioned it
to
be.
I think it's the only, almost every game was a blowout this weekend.
But that was enjoyable.
But I think, you know, it was the only blowout that I think people liked watching because of the long-standing Belichick dominance. To watch him with the hoodie on and the face mask pulled up over his nose.
Yeah.
And his son sitting next to him.
Yeah.
All bundled up. And McDaniels not knowing what play to call. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we can't match him. I should have gotten more joy out of it. I didn't.
You didn't take any negativity out of the fact that the Jets passed on Josh Allen? Like, is that something that registers in your brain?
No,
because I admit it doesn't really bother me because, A, as a fan sitting here, I never wanted Josh Allen. Like, I wasn't screaming and beating on the table, you got to get me Josh Allen. And also, I wonder if he's brought to the New York Jets with Todd Bowles and then Adam Gase, if he even develops into the monster he's become.
I don't know. We could play that game all day about, you know, guys who turned out to be great players that we didn't covet at the time. We could have drafted them and look back on what is a clear draft mistake based on a guy's, you know, future success. But I did not feel that way at all. It's interesting because I wanted in the worst way to get joy out of that blowout. And it was just so much of a blowout, I really couldn't.
What? You didn't get joy out of the Buffalo Bills late in that game running up the score Belichick style?
I liked seeing Belichick on the sideline miserable. I did get joy out of that.
Yes.
I can't deny it.
I don't like the Buffalo Bills. I don't like the Buffalo Bill fans. The Bills are in the Jet division, so next week, go Chiefs. But for one night, for one shining moment, I felt you, Bills Mafia. I enjoyed every second of watching Bill Belichick and the Patriots get absolutely destroyed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be cold. This is exactly what Bill wants. Give me a freaking break.
I enjoyed the Cowboys losing more than I enjoyed the Patriots
losing.
I don't know. I'm twisted, I guess.
Why is that? Because one thing
I can't lie to you about it.
I'd
love to come in today going, ha, 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 ha. But on Friday, I told you the truth. No, I thought the Patriots were going to win that game.
No, I know you did, but and I understand Giant fans that despise the Dallas Cowboys. But for me, you know, I grew up, and in high school, everybody was a Cowboy fan. Middle school, everybody was a Cowboy fan. But they've been harmless for the last 20-plus years. Every year is the same story. They get talked up. They've got all this talent. This is the year. And then they flame out with some kind of brutal postseason loss.
Now, are you happy there's a game tonight, or you kind of wish we were done with round one?
No, I admit, I'm glad there's a game tonight.
Yeah, me too.
Three in a row is a lot. By the time I got to Sunday night, the Pittsburgh-Kansas City game, which was entertaining for about a quarter and a half, even though none of us thought the Steelers were going to win.
You know what? That last first-half touchdown ended it. You know, had they gone into halftime, even at 14-7, you can at least say to yourself, all right, 14-7, it's a game. It's a one-possession game. When they got that late second-half touchdown to go up by 14, to me, that ended the game.
You know what? Even if the Chiefs were down 14-7, I wouldn't have been worried. The Chiefs have made such a science of these comebacks in the postseason. But by the time I got to Sunday night, I was done. I was tired. I watched seven straight.
Tired of what? Watching TV?
Seven straight hours of football. I was ready for a break.
Tired of watching TV?
Me.
I don't.
Seven straight hours, I was done. Like, Saturday was perfect. 4:30 game, 8 o'clock game. I got to watch Bruce Brown falling into Kevin Durant's knee. But it was a good amount of time. Three straight's too much for me. So, for that reason, I'm glad we got a game tonight.
Well, we do have a game tonight. We'll get into your thoughts on the playoff weekend. Lots of blowouts, but at least two of those blowouts seem to make a lot of people happy. The Bills throwing the Patriots into the Wolves. And, of course, the Dallas Cowboys yesterday against the San Francisco 49ers. And say what you want about Jimmy Garoppolo. We've said it about Alex Smith to a lesser extent and far lesser extent. We said it about Mark Sanchez. All these guys do is win, and nobody appreciates them.
Because he's not that good, dude.
All they do
is
win.
He almost cost them the game just like he cost them the Super Bowl. I don't want Jimmy Garoppolo on my team, do you?
All the guy does is win.
I
like surrounding myself with winners.
Hold on a second. That's BS.
How's that BS? Tell me when he hasn't won.
Okay, so in the NFC Championship game 2 years ago in Green Bay or at home against Green Bay, how'd they win that game?
They ran the ball.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo had how many pass attempts in that game?
Not many.
Eight.
Yeah.
That's the number. 6 for 8.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Their defense,
pretty
which
good percentage
got to,
though, isn't it?
Their defense, which
that's
got
like 80% to, completion percentage.
Stop. Their defense got to Dak Prescott. They were able to run the football.
Well, that's funny you say that. Jimmy how Garoppolo, come Giant fans don't say that about Eli Manning on their way to the first Super Bowl?
Because Eli Manning is better than Jimmy Garoppolo. That's
is he
why.
He is
Eli
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Eli Manning made the throw to David Tyree. Jimmy Garoppolo did not 2 years ago when the Niners could have won a championship.
Yeah, I'll take
just
a
like
winner.
He did into Brandon Ayuk yesterday.
I'll take
Jimmy
a
Garoppolo stinks.
Nope, I'll take winners
if
over
Kyle
losers.
If Kyle Shanahan had any guts, he'd bench him for Trey Lance going into next week.
Because you want a playoff game on the road
he's
against
not
a better team.
Good.
Interesting. See, you just fulfilled my prophecy there.
What's that?
The guy wins and wins and wins, and people like you have no respect for him.
I don't think he's any good.
It fascinates me.
I don't think
me.
He's any good.
Wow.
I'm calling it like it is.
Guy took the I mean, it's fascinating.
All right, I'll call
me.
You out on it, Craig.
Call me out on
whatever
you
want. Do
you
think the New York Giants should acquire Jimmy Garoppolo during the offseason?
It's better than what you got.
I knew you were going to say that.
100%.
You didn't answer it correctly.
That's what we call an upgrade.
Stop.
Yeah, let me upgrade you. We'll get your calls. 877-337-6666.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
One of the blowouts I know made a lot of New Yorkers happy. That's New England getting blown out by Buffalo. And then just from a Cowboy perspective, because the Cowboys are essentially every town's second and for us third team because the fan base is so big. But remember this, mostly, not always, the Cowboy fan base began as a front-running weasel maneuver.
But they stuck with
them.
And
then it carried over into maybe another generation, or they stuck with them because once you go to school, Evan, and I'm just a product of the New York public schools, I can't speak to bougie private schools, but once you go in, whether it's first grade or fifth grade or 11th grade, and you wear your first Dallas Cowboy hat or shirt or jacket, then you're a Cowboy fan for life to your friends. You can never change it. So as much as guys like Keith McPherson today are going to run from the Dallas Cowboy fandom, and never wear another piece of cowboy clothing until the next season starts.
That's not fair.
I guarantee you don't see Keith McPherson wearing a Dallas Cowboy shirt.
No, he's a cowboy. But Craig, why would you run away
from
your cowboy?
Let's jump right back on that net bandwagon. Oops, you lost your best player for 9 weeks.
Well, first of all, that's BS, too. No one jumps on the net bandwagon. We're net fans, either from New Jersey or whatever.
Yeah.
But to your first BS point you made, if you haven't
jumped... You're very combative today.
Well, because you're saying things I disagree with. If you haven't jumped off the cowboy bandwagon yet, what are you waiting for? They've done nothing in 25 years.
Because your friends
years.
Won't allow you to. That's my point.
Oh, so you think that you're stuck there because of the peer pressure?
Yeah, it's like there's certain things you do in life, and unfortunately, it sticks with you. Like Roy Plouchark. Do you know who he is?
No.
Never heard the name, right?
No.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. You never heard his name. This poor guy in first grade had the cooties. When we graduated high school, he's the kid with the cooties. That's like being a Dallas Cowboy
fan. But don't you think that the Bull fan in the late 90s jumped ship as soon as MJ left?
I think they tried to, but if they went
Most
to school...
Most of them did.
If they went to school wearing a Bulls gear...
They're stuck?
Stuck like glue.
I don't know, man.
Stuck like glue.
The Cowboy fan has remained loyal for all these years.
Here's Chris in Bayshore. Chrissy Bones, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, listen, I got to stick up for you, Craig, on this one. I think Evan is lost. He watched the game, the Cowboy-Niner game. There's no way that you could say that Garoppolo almost cost. We played well. He'd be an upgrade.
Well, he made two, in fairness, Chris, he made two terrible passes that directly led to them giving the Cowboys a shot. I don't think that's indisputable. The interception that Anthony Brown picked off, and the Brandon Ayuk was wide open for what could have been an easy touchdown, and he missed him.
That was the pass where he beat Diggs by 10 yards.
So you would at least agree with that there were two horrific plays by Jimmy that led to the Cowboys even having a chance in this game, right?
Right. I would say the pick more so. I mean, he missed the guy. You don't know what could have happened on that route. Who knows? But
it's a first down. It's a first down. It was a 3rd-and-10 play. That's a huge play in the game.
Listen,
and it was 23-7 at the time.
Garoppolo is going to be one of those guys that is not a superstar, but is going to go down as a winner. And there's not much disputing that part of it. The guy wins a lot more than he loses.
Yeah, but if he ends up with a different team, and I think we all agree that the Niners are going to move on from him at the end of this season.
Well, they're trying to, right?
Okay, so if they move on from him and he ends up with a not as successful organization, I don't think he's transforming them into winners.
Well, we'll have to wait and see about that. I can't speak to that until I see it happen.
You'd have to admit, he's been underwhelming in the postseason in his
like
career.
I said, I don't believe that he's a superstar. He's not Aaron Rodgers, for sure. But, there are some guys, in all sports, not just football, obviously, who just win.
Yeah, because his team around him is good.
Well, that's a bit of a cop-out.
No, that's the reason.
He can't always be the team and never the guy.
The San Francisco 49ers' success getting to the Super Bowl a few years ago, and even their success this year, hasn't really been because of the quarterback. It hasn't. Like, that's not even that controversial. Isn't that pretty much the truth?
I'm not saying that he's carrying the Niners on his back and carrying them to another round of the playoffs. All I said, and I'll say it again if I have to, since for some reason it's not getting through, but I understand you lost your best player. You're in a bad mood today.
Don't make this about Kevin Durant's beautiful knee.
I respect the fact that you're combative today because your best player, the best player in the world, is going to be out because his own player was too clumsy and couldn't avoid banging into his knee.
He got thrown into him. Herb Jones, who the hell is Herb? That Herb.
My hero.
Threw Bruce Brown into Kevin Durant's knee. And then I had to spend the whole weekend with my son Jet wanting to imitate it, saying, "Dad, I'm going to be Bruce Brown. You be Kevin Durant." I'm like, really?
Even
this
better.
Is what we're imitating for
so
36
you're getting
hours?
It at home all weekend long.
Yes.
And thus your combative nature today.
No, I just disagree with
sensitive.
Your point. That's
I want to be sensitive to the fact you had a very tough weekend. I want to be very sensitive to that, okay?
It's mostly a good weekend outside of the Brown launching.
I'm just going to be sensitive to your needs. That's what a good partner does. All right?
What was your point again? I forgot.
I mean, the Niners are 8-2 in their last 10 games. You can't say none of that's because of the starting quarterback. Here's Bob in Babylon. Bobby, what's going on, Cookie?
How you doing, guys?
Great.
Hey, listen, don't hold against me, but I am from Babylon.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay.
You're funny.
I got good news for you, Craig.
Yeah.
You could take the clown parade to Dallas. We got to get rid of this guy. I can't believe he's not fired yet.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Knowing the reputation of Jerry Jones And how disappointed and pissed off he's got to be.
I'm going to make you a prediction.
I can't imagine McCarthy survives
it. I'm going to make you a prediction. You're going to hold me to this if I'm wrong. They're going to fire Mike McCarthy. They're going to promote Kellen Moore. And that's how they're going to move on from this. Because,
he should be fired, too. Get rid of the whole bunch.
It's a great point that you made. Because here's the thing about Kellen Moore. He's one of the hottest coaching candidates out there.
Well, because they have the best offense in the league. Right.
Who called the controversial quarterback run for Dak Prescott? Who made that call? The answer is Kellen Moore. Mike McCarthy heard it on his headphone as the head coach had the right to say, what are we doing? But Kellen Moore made that call. Yet Kellen Moore is the hottest coaching candidate out there. And just based on the history of Jerry Jones.
Well, I gotta stop you there.
Yes.
Going into the game, he was.
Do you think that's changed?
No, I do not. So just to be fair, no one came out of that game going, oh, that genius Kellen Moore.
Right.
Right? So, listen, I'd be shocked if McCarthy survives it.
I'm with you. I think they're going to fire him. And do you agree that they would promote Kellen Moore?
I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of Dallas enough to know that.
Okay, here's my...
But I do know this.
Yes.
Jerry Jones was extraordinarily loyal and patient with Jason Garrett.
Now, how did Jason Garrett get the job? He was promoted when he was the offensive coordinator, and they made the decision to fire Wade Phillips. I could see Jerry Jones loving Kellen Moore, which he does, hearing the rumblings of everybody wants him. In fact, both coordinators may get head of coaching jobs, not only Kellen Moore, but Dan Quinn as well, and him saying, boy, Mike McCarthy's not the answer. Sunday was a debacle. I listed five different things you could argue, some of which you agree, some of which you don't, that you can put on Mike McCarthy. I really think that's what he's going to do. I think he's going to pull the trigger, fire him, and promote Kellen Moore.
Wouldn't it be interesting if the Dallas Cowboys have fired and hired a head coach before the Giants do? Because here's the deal.
Yeah.
Let's just say, just for the sake of the conversation, that we're both right. McCarthy gets fired today, tomorrow, right? Because I don't think he waits weeks to do it, okay? And he doesn't promote Kellen Moore. But all of a sudden, the Dallas Cowboys become the best job available.
They are a talented team, man. I agree with you. From a talent standpoint,
like no one disputes the fact. Like I even said it last week, and I was dead wrong. I said on the air, the Niners have no chance to win this game. I said it about Philly also, so I'm 1-1 in that regard. But, man, if the Dallas Cowboy head coaching job is available, forget about what we think about being a New Yorker and living here in the Giants and all that stuff. It's not even close. It is the best job available.
Totally agree. Logical, other than working for Jerry Jones, which is a caveat. Logical follow-up, Craig. If you're the Giants, would you be interested in Mike McCarthy?
A couple years ago, I was.
So was I.
A couple years ago, everybody wanted Mike McCarthy. We won a Super Bowl. He got screwed by Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Blah, 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 blah. Great mind. Da, 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 da. He's exposed himself a bit. And you know where he exposed himself the most to me? Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks to me. And I watched every episode of Hard Knocks with the Dallas Cowboys going into the season. To me, and if you didn't see it, you just have to take my word for it. He gets exposed in Hard Knocks as a guy who's not anywhere close to being this, I don't know, genius isn't the right word, but this, this guy's special. He really doesn't.
It's interesting. You know where I think he may have had his first misstep even before Hard Knocks? At his opening press conference. And he laughed about it, and the media laughed about it. He admitted that he lied to Jerry Jones in terms of how much research he did about the Cowboys before taking the job. Right. And it was like this big funny joke. Ha ha, I lied to him. I don't know, man. That's a bad first sign when you've got a guy openly admitting he BS'd the owner and confused him into giving him the job.
See, and this is why, just to put this on a local level, this is why the Giants, I know they do their last of the nine initial interviews today. And then I believe even starting tomorrow, they're bringing whatever finalists there are in for face-to-face interviews. This is why this has to get done. I'm not saying you panic and just go reach for a guy. If Mike McCarthy gets fired, the Giants' job is no longer special for those that think it might be. I'll even give you one better. If I'm Jim Harbaugh, all of a sudden, the Dallas Cowboy job is available, that's my job.
I think the owner's a turnoff, though, Craig.
I don't know. I mean, because you're getting guaranteed money either way.
Right, no. You're from a coaching standpoint, when you look at the job, talent-wise, the Cowboys are closer. No question.
Not even up for debate.
But, you know, we spent a lot of time last week talking about Chris Mara and John Mara's influence still on the team and all that. With the Cowboys, it's pretty straightforward. The Joneses run the team.
Yep.
that could be a turnoff to a guy who wants more control like Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, but don't forget, the ultimate goal, how these guys judge themselves, is winning. Winning, money, power. Those are the top three. You can put them in any order you want, I guess. But if you're Jim Harbaugh and you're now at least willing to consider leaving Michigan, and hey, the Giants seems like a great opportunity. I'll have some more control maybe than with other franchises. It's New York after all. And all the things we know about the Giants other than who's my starting quarterback going to be, right? Boy, if I can now go to Dallas and I have that offense and all the pieces in place, the best defense turnover ratio-wise in the NFL, wow. I go down there, I'm the hero, right? And that team's a lot closer to a Super Bowl than any team here.
Maybe I'm nuts to say this. I think if they fire Mike McCarthy, they're not even going to have a wide-ranging process. I think they go right to Kellen Moore.
Or unless there's another guy that we don't know about,
right,
that Jerry Jones from afar, I say, well, that look at that guy.
But he groomed Kellen Moore.
I know.
And I think there's a worry sometimes in the guy you groom going elsewhere and becoming this great head coach.
You don't think he'd want Jim Harbaugh?
I think he'd want Jim Harbaugh. I just don't think those egos work. I just don't think that works on paper. And I am curious, Mike McCarthy's taking a beating from us, from everybody. Is Kellen Moore going to take as much heat or even some of the heat that Mike McCarthy's getting? Because he deserves it. You know, my criticism of not using Tony Pollard, Zeke's got this partially torn or sore PCL, whatever it is, that's also on the OC. The decision to run that draw play is on the OC.
Here's what's interesting. The Denver Broncos are on their way to Dallas now to have back-to-back interviews tomorrow with Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore.
Oh, yeah.
So now they're competing against one another.
Mike McCarthy's a bozo. Kellen Moore is a genius. That's the kind of the storyline coming out of this, even though if you want to be fair about some of these bad decisions, Kellen Moore made those decisions.
Yeah, he sure did. And they claim that they practice that play literally every day in practice. And it always works just great.
Well, who's the official in practice?
Well, now, so this is why I always yell and scream about, you know, professional refs and the guy being in shape. But to this guy's credit, and they showed him, they put a little circle around him yesterday in one of the replays. That dude is running hole and ass down the field, and he's literally a millisecond behind Dak Prescott. The rule is, I didn't even know this rule, you cannot snap the ball until an official has placed the ball.
Yeah.
In other words, that if the center put the ball down, even if it's exactly where it's supposed to be, you can't snap it till an official has touched
Craig,
it.
And we saw
I
that,
didn't know that.
We saw that earlier in the game. That was the second time that happened to Dallas. The first time it happened to them was on the delay of game after the fake punt.
Right.
When at the last second, I think with about 15 seconds to go.
To me, that I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
That was more egregious against the refs, and here's why. The second one, the ref's right behind Prescott. Dak didn't give the ball to the ref. He gave it to his center.
Right.
So the ref has to come in there and just place the ball. I do not blame the ref for that one bit. However, on the other one, the one you're alluding to, the referee is standing over the ball and won't allow
them to
snap the ball.
There's a reason.
With
the
play clock running.
Yes, but the reasoning is they had to allow San Francisco to make their changes. That's why he was doing that. So it happened to the Cowboys twice, but the second time was about Dak not maybe having the awareness. And by the way, I put this on coaching too.
Sure.
I put a lot of things on coaching. Dak's got to realize, I got to get the football to the umpire. I can't hand it to my center. I can't set it myself. That umpire running up needs to be the one with the football.
Yeah.
But the real problem is, more than any of this, is why are you running that play with 16 seconds left?
Yeah.
It's a stupid play. Because, Craig, even if it works and you spike it with a second left, you're giving yourself one shot at the end zone.
Yeah, no, listen, you know, we're in lockstep on that. I think America is in lockstep on that. All I could think about that was, you know, I view a lot of things through the lens of, what if it happened here?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know how we all reacted to the Joe Judge quarterback sneak on second and third downs. Obviously, in their last game of the season, right? And he explained it afterwards, and no one bought the explanation, even though it did happen exactly how he explained it. We're all looking at that. That's why he became kind of the clown. And ultimately, that was the last, you know, nail in his coffin. Could you imagine coming in to do a radio show in New York City if the New York Jets or the New York Giants lost a home playoff game in the manner in which the Dallas Cowboys did yesterday?
That'd be bad.
How long do you think it would last?
Oh, my God. Weeks and weeks and weeks.
And there's not a coach historically that has ever been on the sideline other than maybe, and I say maybe, Bill Parcells, who could have survived it.
Well, the only comparison I'd make, and it's not the same I acknowledge.
You going Ray Lucas?
No. I'm going Giants. I'm going the Trey Junkin game in 02 against the Niners when they were up 38-14.
Okay. Yep.
They blew that game incredibly horribly. I don't remember, though, after that game, if Jim Fossil, and remember, they were in the Super Bowl 2 years earlier.
No, because everyone was pissed at the ref for not calling the pass interference.
It was deflected.
That was more the ire.
It was deflected away from the coach. Coach had one more year. I think they won 4 games the following year, and then he was gone. But that game, as far as magnitude and how they lost, and it was against the Niners, but it was on the road, that caused talk for weeks and weeks after that game.
877-337-6666. In about 10 minutes or so, our show will continue on exclusively on the AM dial, 660 AM. The FM dial, 101.9, will take the Brooklyn Nets Martin Luther King Afternoon Day special.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.